The neck bones connected to the...
Yeah, right, right.
See, how did you... What's that?
You know, we got the chest open. Uh-huh. And we're just lying there. And how would you describe...
Oh, you get intestines out?
Yeah.
You cut it down there by that, where that thing goes over there.
Cut it here?
No. No, you pull it out. See, you pull the throat out first, you just pull it.
Uh-huh.
And then it'll come out, and then and you grab the throat, and then you cut on the inside of the back.
So you pull the inside?
Yeah. Then you have to pull them out.
Let me write down page 2. And this is January. This is February 6th. So, you pull out the windpipe, and the second step would be, you'd be cut behind the windpipe, right?
Huh?
Cut between the windpipe and the backbone, right?
Yeah.
All right, so it'd be cut between the windpipe and the spine. And then the third step would be pull it all out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pull the organs out.
Yeah.
You can leave all those little organs in there, you know? Little guys playing them all the time.
Me? You believe in that stuff?
No, I'm just saying, you wouldn't believe all those little organs, you know, as in organs?
Yeah.
You know, like pipe organs.
Mm-hmm.
Little guys running around
inside. That sounds cool, huh?
What, organs?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you say pull the windpipe out?
The zug?
The zug, yeah.
Fish.
Uh-huh.
Fish.
The zug is fish.
Fish.
Is that it? Is that...
The zug is fish.
Yeah.
Go. Hot fish. Hot fish.
Hadis font?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you cut between the windpipe and the spine. That's the second step. How would you say that in Navajo?
Cut between?
The windpipe. You're cutting the windpipe away from the spine, is what you're doing, where it's attached. How do you say that?
Well, yeah.
The mouthful temple. Anyway, go ahead.
What was that again? I was thinking something.
You're sleeping, aren't you? Cut between the windpipe and the spine.
But suddenly, it's at the bottom, but...
Okay, now pull the organs out.
Pull organs out?
Pull the organs out, or whatever you want to call it, you know.
The neck bone. I don't know the hadis.
The hadis?
Yeah. You got a word for organ.
Oh, okay. So what did you say then?
What do you mean?
What does this mean?
You take them out.
Take them out, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Them means organs. Okay. Now, the next step, which is number 26, is hang them up. How would you say that? I guess you'd say it the same way, right?
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
Jadadadadino, right?
Jadadino. Jadadino.
Alright. Got it. Now, how would you describe hanging him up? Would it be the same way as before for the, would it be just hold him in your hand and lay him over the wire?
Let's see. Yes.
Alright.
You just don't hold it, you carry it in your hand.
Alright. In your hand. And lay them over the wire.
Now I'm going to start getting... Another minute, I'll start getting money.
Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. You already got the money for this, so I mean, you know, I mean, it's like you're not doing it for free. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. How do you say carry them in your hand?
Carry them in your hand.
Yeah.
Hello. That's the thing. Let's see. Over to that wire, huh?
Carry them in your hand. Yeah, to the wire. Okay. What do you say? No, it's hard to pronounce for a white man. Put another log in the fire.
Tanaka bone, Tanaka to the backbone.
Return to us now, the thrilling days of yesteryear. In the mass anthropologist, his faithful Indian companion, drew up verbal action plan. Okay. Now, we were talking about, before we were so rudely interrupted, about hanging up the heart and the lungs, carrying them in your hand through the wire and laying them over the wire. How do you say lay them over the wire?
That's a cut of thing.
Much more?
That's okay. The cut. That's in this. This okay.
Mm-hmm.
The cut.
Alright.
That's in this.
Is that one word, the car dodging
this? Yes.
Alright. Now, step 27 is to untie one of the rear legs. say that in Navajo.
One of the rear legs?
Yeah. How do you say it?
That's after you... No, you gotta cut the arms off first.
They're all cut off already. Mm-hmm. We're already on step 27.
God, what a jump.
So how do you say that in Navajo? After you swallow the Fritos. Go ahead.
Ado pizzas.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
All right. What are the little steps involved in cutting off one of the rear legs?
First, you're going to have to untie the leg. And then you're going to...
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, the next step is cut it off. What are the steps in untying it? All right, the little... steps to untie it.
You undo the knot.
That's it? Alright.
Then we untie a rope.
Then you they just undo the knot and that's it.
Yeah.
Alright. Step 28 is cut it off along with one side of ribs. Alright?
Cut it off?
Yeah, you're gonna cut the leg and the rib, you know, off together. Cut the leg and one side of ribs off. How do you say it?
And then the thread.
Uh-huh.
Sasha. It's
no.
Season appetite. It's not the avatis, though. See, what did you put?
Slutty. Gibby gets, right?
The dad, slutty. Gibby gets. It's not the.
The. Oh, right.
It's not the. Apathosan. Uncle. Ah. Bah. That's the uncle.
That's it?
See?
Okay. Now, describe how you do that.
We should pull the leg, get one of the legs after you tie it in. You cut it at the joint.
Mm-hmm.
Then you cut it down beside the backbone. Which is connected to the neck bone.
You cut along the backbone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You cut along that, then up to the ribs, and you chop the ribs. If you got a sharp knife, you got to chop it anyway.
Uh-huh.
You just can't cut the ribs.
You chop it with a hatchet usually.
A hatchet or a big.
Mm-hmm.
A big
knife, you know.
Butcher's knife, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. If it's young, it's easy. You can just get the knife. How many bags of food did you buy?
Just one.
One bag?
Yeah.
For the whole bunch?
Yeah.
God damn.
One bunch. Bag of potato chips too.
How many? Should have been a throw party. I get a couple of thousand.
Yeah, 53 cents a bag. Bullshit. Anyway, cut the leg at the joint.
Cut the leg at the joint.
More.
Never cut you.